AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Late United We Stand podcast, brought to you by Red Army Bet. If you go to redarmybet.com, you can get the very, very latest great odds and special offers on Manchester United games, and also the added bonus of profit sharing back out with the supporter community. So redarmybet.com for that. We're on our way down to the League Cup game at Swansea, our second trip in not too far amount of time apart to Swansea. We've already been there this season, a game which yielded a 4-0 win for United, although I think that that score certainly flattered the performance of United. We were struggling at 1-0, and then obviously once 2 went in, 3 and 4 followed pretty quickly. So expecting a tough game tonight, but albeit a different one. It's the fourth away game on the spin for United fans. I mentioned this on the podcast at Huddersfield at the weekend. We had Liverpool, that was it, then Benfica, then Huddersfield, and now we've got Swansea. Obviously a Swansea away in the League Cup midweek game, that means a lot of people are having to take half day at work. I reckon the fact that it's fell in half term helps a lot of people from a work point of view. Certainly looking around the coach, certainly around the middle part of it, it looks like an entire fucking sixth form have gone, and they're being very, very leery and generally getting on my nerves, to be perfectly honest with you. Thankfully I'm sat towards the rear of the bus and I've got some of the old timers with us, some of the usual voices, and we'll get a bit of opinion on the game ahead for them. Obviously the weekend, United caught for the first defeat of a season, a long unbeaten run. Only Jose Mourinho's 10th defeat as Manchester United manager. But that coming on the back of probably a really, really heavily criticised performance away at Liverpool, and then a pretty much a non-event that resulted in a win thanks to a goalkeeping error in Benfica. It carried on a performance cycle that's really starting to cause a couple of United fans a bit of concern. So it'll be interesting to see what the guys think about that. I've got Clarkie. I want to go to Clarkie in a minute. It's a big anniversary for Clarkie, actually. It's 2 years to the day since you got firebombed in a pub in Withenshaw.
Yeah, I've not brought candles or anything you can set fire to for the occasion.
I'm delighted that it's the anniversary because you've just been able to play me the video again.
Yeah, it's a nice viewing for all concerns, to be honest. Yeah.
Did you ever get to the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Right. And that's the end of the matter, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's it like to play darts and have what technically was a bomb thrown in whilst you're throwing? Did it put you off?
Well, I can't play anymore. I can't even be in the same room as a dart anymore without feeling like I'm about to get...
It was quite a spectacular video.
No, it was. It was, to be fair. I'm not sure if my dancing was the best.
Well, on the video, you're seen running away at speed to the left-hand side of the pub. Right-hand side of the pub, no doubt. What happened after the camera went off? Were you like under a table or something?
Well, yeah. You'd think when 50 rockets were going to fly around a vault, the safest place would be under a pool table. But you don't take into account the fact that rockets bounce when they're not exploded. So
were you the target?
Well, if you ask the rockets, it seems so. Yeah.
So you weren't the target?
No comment.
Yeah, he clearly fucking was the target, wasn't he? We'll get to the bottom of that one day. I'll come back to you in a bit. Matty, I spoke to you briefly after the game on at the weekend. Has your son stopped fucking striking yet?
No, not really. No, still, none of us were, have been, have we? But it was, yeah, no, it, well, not. I must admit, I've not been as angry as that about that after a game for a while. I think the whole attitude, and I think we've kind of seen it coming. It's not a result that's come out of the blue away from Old Trafford, really. So I think that's what's kind of disappointed it. I think we've seen it, you know, we've seen it coming. I think Mourinho afterwards actually gave me a bit of heart because he identified the effort, the sort of attitude in it, and we'll see if he can change it. But
just on the Mourinho thing though, he called out a couple of players and he's had a mixed bag of feedback. A lot of people are going, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be slagging off players. I'm sitting there thinking, good on you, that's what I want to see from a manager, calling out players, having a go at people who didn't put a shift in. What was your take on that?
No, I think he was exactly right. That's what I mean about, that's one of the things that have heartened me, because I think for too long standards have dropped at United, and I think we've accepted it, and there's not been enough of that. And you know, we said about before, how many times in the last few years have we had bad defeats, and the players have come out afterwards and said, you know, we need to put it behind us, put our heads down, work hard and carry on, and then it's repeat. So I think it needed a reaction. Like I said, I think maybe we'd have had the same reaction a few weeks ago after similar performances, we might not have had that. So hopefully it's, you know, you've got to be positive and hope it's a turning point. But no, I think the reaction is the one thing that is the possible good thing to come out of it.
Is Mourinho starting to look a little fragile again, and a little bit much like the world and the job starting to get on top of him? Because I've noticed, and I, you know, not through football because I don't really care too much about that, but I'm fascinated by the behaviour of people. It's what I've studied, it's what I read up on, I do everything about it. He just looks as if he's really finding things difficult in a minute.
He does, and it's been a pretty quick turnaround. Like a year ago when he came into United, his original thing was like he had the dream job he'd always been after, which was, you know, everything he wanted. Then the first couple of months he seemed like everything irritated him and everything bothered him. And then as it went on, the season settled down, and once he won the Europa League, I think he looked like that was it. He'd had enough at the end of the season, as everyone else had. He was like, right, I'm going to go on holiday and leave everything else. And then when he come back at the start of the season, he looked tanned and fresh and smart in the suit. Everything he said was dead confident, and the body language looked great. Even down to, I think it was against Swansea, when he said about, you know, the old, like, let the horses run free and all that. And then at Anfield, I think it was a turning point, because he should have let him run free that day. I think I said it to you the other day on the podcast, like, we're a far better team than Liverpool, and I don't understand why he didn't go for it a bit more than that. And I think Chelsea, and like you say, he looks irritated now, he did the other day. And then the talk about, you know, oh well, I might not see my career out here and all that, he looks more bothered. Chelsea's a massive game for him now, because I think we need to go and win in a big game like that.
Well, you got Tottenham at the weekend.
Yeah, well, that's another one. Yeah, you can see us not winning that. But like, we do all right at home. He does, you know, we did all right at Chelsea at home last year. Away, mainly, yeah, I think away. You know, we wouldn't have played that bad at Liverpool.
Our league away record is absolutely abysmal. I think it's something, I've not got the actual stat, but it's something ludicrous. Like, we've won two out in the last 8 or 9.
That's what I mean. Away big games, he don't go for it. At home, he was fine at Chelsea at home last year. All right, Chelsea was a little bit. Sounds like the kindergarten have started. They'll be singing One Direction songs by the way home. But no, I think he's not even as good as he realises himself. We should be going for games far more than we are.
Tomo, is the hangover from and the subsequent regret after that game at Liverpool and the performance, where United, you know, in hindsight, everybody wanted us to go and read the place out, and now everybody's looking back and going, God, we should have just gone and torn them a piece. Do you think that's hanging over everyone?
I think so, yeah. To be honest, I think it's not obvious to say, but we're massively missing Pogba, to be quite honest. You can see that Pogba, he still would have gone to Liverpool and defended. But I think Pogba does give him an out, and even and I whisper it, but even missing Fellaini as well, and I think that's showing it, that midfield is really poor.
We are missing Pogba, aren't we?
Massively. Matt, you can see, just, you know, in the old money, Pogba's the best midfielder around, because he can defend, he can attack. Now you have to either be an attacker or defender.
What's amazed me is the media who were going on about the price tag of Pogba are now saying we shouldn't be missing him. You know, imagine spending £90 million on someone and then missing him when he gets injured. I mean...
I think in terms of the hangover, I think there's something not going on between him and Woodward. And he's leaking stories to Duncan, his lover. And it's coming out about him flirting with PSG. PSG are after him. It's in some article today. And you know what? This is what you get with Mourinho, isn't it? About 2.5 years in, but...
Did you... I think it's fair to say that Jose and Duncan aren't, in fact, lovers. I think they're just probably good colleagues who get on very, very well with each other. But what I will say, it was hilarious changing the subject for 1 minute last night. The FIFA Awards and the Best Coach Award, and Castle just went straight in there, Mourinho.
He's just obscene, shameless, isn't it?
Just on that though, obviously Ronaldo winning, no shock. De Gea not getting a vote though,
unbelievable. I mean, what are they watching?
It means keepers never can win it, because...
Well, Buffon got the votes.
It wasn't about not winning it. It was about in the keeper category. He didn't get a single vote.
Top 50. No,
it's ridiculous.
Well, he just nullifies it as any sort of credibility.
Was it Peter Shilton voting? Because he didn't put him in the top 10.
Just nullifies it as any... He's quite clearly the best goalkeeper in the world by a distance. So it just nullifies it as any sort of award.
But it got me thinking, right? Is he, though?
Yeah,
or is he just a good shot stopper? Because
he doesn't dominate his area, but I still think that his reflexes are about second to none.
He's the best keeper I've ever seen. He's better than Schmeichel now, and I rated Schmeichel, and even taking away the cartwheeling shite and all that sort of thing.
And we touched upon Schmeichel at Anfield and how angry he was because Lou Van Gaal had a better reception than him.
That was the best thing.
That was brilliant.
That sums him up, doesn't it?
That was brilliant. And then he was trying to calm everyone down when we were giving Robbie Fowler shit.
I'd rather have a pint with Robbie Fowler, I think, than Peter Schmeichel.
Well, Fowler took it well, but Schmeichel wasn't happy. But exactly. We called him a cartwheeling bastard.
Blackie, quick question. David De Gea didn't get any votes in the World Goalkeeper of the Year last night. Not one. He's not even in the top 15.
Honestly,
nothing. Not even a vote.
That's disappointing for him, perhaps, not to be recognised as probably the best keeper in the world at the moment. But maybe it'll put off people bidding for him.
Well, that's a good point.
If it remains a secret,
I was expecting you to link it to something to do with the Catalonian independence vote, actually.
Well, I noticed that. I mean, he's Atletico, isn't he? Atletico as opposed to Real, but it's all a bit strange, all that going on over there, isn't it? Because I just saw there was a guy driving in front of us before, who had a Barcelona independence flag in the back seat of his car, which driving through Walsall just seemed a little bit, you know, like...
I don't think you're going to make your
I mean,
point.
You're not going to make your point. You're just going to, like, enrage the locals, aren't you? Who, you know...
Do you know, I have to say, I send his face to Andy Mitten, who lives in Barcelona, and I would love to see his face right at this point when he's listening to this back, listening to him talking about the fucking independence.
Can you imagine, though, if we had a really deep and meaningful conversation about it?
I think you and Andy should do a podcast on it. Have you got over the weekend yet?
No, not at all. And from what I've heard tonight, we're going to get... It's another MK Dons, I've been told, tonight, and we should expect a 4-0 defeat.
So on tonight, then, are you expecting a complete change in team, youth and kids and everything else?
I'd like to think that he would do something.
But he's played strong sides in League Cups and Europa League, so why should tonight be different?
I think tonight would have to be different because he hasn't got the backup for the weekend. He's going into a Tottenham game, which he can't lose. We can't lose on Saturday again because
I think he can't not win it.
Yeah, I think he needs to go out and win it. So to do that, he's got to protect the players that we've got. Right, plan A was very, very good at the start of the season. Yeah, we knew that we needed a plan B, and we had plan B. But unfortunately, they've gone by the wayside as well with injuries, and we haven't got plan C. So plan C tonight would be play the likes of Tuan Zabi, play the players that actually want to play for the club, who are decent enough footballers to be there. What the fuck Fosu Mensah's doing over at Palace? Why isn't he not now be playing regularly?
Would you not just send the side out that played against Huddersfield and didn't paint themselves in glory out again tonight?
What, like naked? Send them out naked. And just say, if no, not for any other. Stop getting too excited. Right, okay. I just send them out and then say, you'll only earn clothes, right, to cover your shame if you put a bit of effort into it. I don't think it was the effort. I know he deflected it. For once, he sort of deflected it back to his players about the effort because he picked up what Herrera says. You know, I don't want to start calling players because it is very early, but the difference between we sort of protected Lindelof after that performance on Saturday. The way that Lovren was completely hung out to dry by Liverpool and Klopp is completely different,
isn't
it? He's got
to play tonight.
100%, Lindelof's got to play tonight. He needs games. The only way he's going to get through this as a United player is by playing games now. But he has got to play tonight.
But wasn't it surprising that we started making... We've started to look at him in the same way and saying, well, De Gea didn't have a great start, Palace didn't have a great start, you know, Evra didn't have a great start. Absolute nonsense. They didn't have as bad a start as he's had.
I must admit, they weren't playing with Jones and Smalling.
Do you know what, though? I think tonight's about... You say about playing the team at Huddersfield. I'd just play the team that played Palace on the last day of last season, like Mitchell. Do you say Mitchell's not even in the squad? I don't know how the fuck... Damian got a game at Anfield.
Hang on one minute. I get all of that, but we're already into the next round, right? After this, it's the quarters, right? And we're the holders. Are you seriously telling me that we don't go and try and win this tournament?
But those lads are good enough to get us through anyway. But if Mitchell is a better left back from what I've seen in the last 6 months than Damian is. Yeah, absolutely.
And Darmian was brilliant.
I think Mourinho tonight, I think he will play a 90% full-strength team. It reminds me a bit, when we got, was it the three games in a week? When we lost the derby, I think it might have been Feyenoord last season, and Watford in a week, and we had Northampton, and he changed his mind, and I think he brought Pogba and Ibrahimovic when he planned to rest them. And I think that'll be his point at the time was that we've lost three, we cannot lose another one. I think Mourinho knows United can't afford a defeat tonight.
But when we go on about I know there are a number of our supporters who watch United right the way through, so they watch from the under 9s, under 11s, under 17s, under 21s,
and
they're not called Barry. Yeah, okay, not names, not called Barry, but by any other name. Anyway, I've forgotten his name.
We lost one comment, I think, at the weekend. I didn't hear it back yet.
But anyway, what I'm saying is that if we have those teams that we tell we've got some great youngsters coming through, and we talk about Mitchell, we talk about Angel Gomez.
He's a midget, by the way.
We talk about Angel Gomez. They're about 28. Everyone else puts their youngsters in at 16, 17 and says he's a great... Ours are about 23 now.
Well, that's why Josh Harrop ended up going after that Palace goal. I didn't realise he was... Is he older than Marshall?
It was his testimonial year by the time he got a game. You know, we're getting him in very late.
But then we need to start putting him in games like this. I don't think the League Cup's enough this year. Like, it absolutely was the right thing to do last year, get a couple of trophies on and that. But you need these players... to come in. And as I say, I think Damian at Anfield, he looked like Bambi on ice, you know. He looked like Clarke in the Wendover that night with the fireworks around him.
No, I disagree because he gets a clean sheet.
There was no clean sheets after me in the Wendover.
But like, you know,
I think he gets some fair stick. Like Ajax, clean sheet, and you know, to stop them. Anfield, clean sheet.
We'll then still give him certain games, but give Mitchell a chance as well. He did nothing wrong at Palace, so what route do you get back into the team?
Why have we got a left back in Shaw who plays under 23s? I don't know if that's a weight thing.
We might have him in January, no question.
Just a quick, where's Mourinho's head at in a minute? Because I think he's looking a bit beaten up at the minute.
I think what worries me about Mourinho is that he's a fantastic winner. I think he was the right person for us to have the job, and I think he is the right person for this job. I think he is the only one that could create this. What worries me is if he doesn't get his way, I reckon his head turns fairly quickly. you know, and he sees greener pastures. And I think in the way that world football is going at the moment, and the way that money is going at the moment, particularly with Qatari money, particularly with, you know, and the Middle Eastern money, before it all runs out, because it's all built on sand and the fact Trump might nuke them at any time, what we might actually end up doing is he might end up going somewhere else where he can build the perfect side. And if he can't start building a perfect side at United, he could easily get his head turned elsewhere.
So give it gigs until the end of the season is what you're saying.
I would.
I think Mourinho is sort of realising. I think if you could transport Mourinho back to the night of Stockholm, he would buy probably four or five more players than what he bought. I think
he did, didn't he?
I think he was, well, no, but he bought three, but one of them being Lindelof, who, you know, he's arguably United's seventh best centre back. He's only bought.
Who did he actually want that he didn't get?
Well, he definitely wanted a winger, didn't he?
There
was Griezmann that didn't happen because of the ban. There was that he wanted Perisic left. There was the Bale rumours. None of them happened.
You're always going to miss out on players.
But I think, you know, if you look at last season, we finished sixth because we didn't score anywhere near enough goals. We replaced Ibrahimovic's 20 odd goals with Lukaku's 20 odd goals. And we didn't buy another attacking midfield. Now, although Matic has given us more freedom, we didn't sign another attacking player. And I think that's what we're seeing, why we're so bad away from home.
Are we United fans who, just, what, 2 weeks ago, being unbeaten, scoring four pretty much every week, three wins in the Champions League, into the next round of League Cup, you know, chasing City on level points, in the space of 2 weeks, are we starting to sound like slapped arses a bit?
I think a little bit, yeah. I think people are worried about the reaction, because everyone's going to have bad results, everyone's going to have a bad couple of weeks, and if we go on and win, you know, I think we're capable of winning five games out of five or six, like we did at the start of the season. I think the issue we've got, which didn't happen last year, when we then did go 3-4 games without winning, we went in our shell again for a couple of months. I think if we bounce back out of this, and obviously we've got a massive week with Tottenham and Chelsea, and we win 6 out of the next 7 and get a draw in the other one, I think then we can start to look at. But I don't know, I just don't think we've got enough good players in the final third. I don't think we keep the ball.
I think Mourinho himself is still in that stage where he's still genuinely surprised at how quick people are to have a go at United and how quick they all get on the bandwagon. And I think he quickly needs to start thriving on that, like Fergie did, and not moan about it, not get a slap to ass about it, and turn it round onto everyone says you're shit, everyone thinks we're going to get beat. So, you know, a bit of the siege mentality.
If you read the match,
how good City are, though. Are we all moaning because of what City are like? Then rather, what...
Forget City. They're just. You have to forget City because they're not City, are they? City stopped being City a few years ago. They're reinventing themselves, reinventing the badge.
Mourinho doesn't always help himself, though. Like, he's, as we said the other day, he always says, like, I don't like it when the waters are too calm. And even when it's going well, it seemed like he was trying to provoke things a little bit earlier in the season. So I think he does sort of take on board that thing that everyone hates United and that, but he's just not himself.
Do you not worry you a little bit? I mean, you can go by the match reports in the United we stand of going from real highs to real lows. It's almost like a joke.
You fucking write them.
I know, exactly. but that reflects that utter high that we had when we had our first team out, if you like, of actually playing the way that we wanted to and scoring goals, to now this, with no, like we talked about,
I
plan C.
I always find that, Steve, with those articles, like, you're reading it from the start of the month and you're like, oh yeah, it was going so well at that point, and you know the bad stuff's coming by the end, and it's like,
he's getting closer to the end of the month payday and he's just got the ump.
What do you think about Mourinho? Do you think that he started to have a go at the fans a little bit, in a sort of understated way, in a way that he's just mentioned it? Do you not think that when you go to Old Trafford, we want a team that we can sort of like, that gets us up, as opposed to us having to get up? And it might be an age thing here, but
it's a bit of both, isn't it? Always with
both. I'm just going to ask Carl here, Carl, you all right, mate?
Hello, mister.
Good to see you. Mourinho's having a pop at players and fans of late. I'm of the view that the players deserve that at the weekend. But you're one of these guys who's been going since, well, decades ago. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that a manager of a football club has every right to call up the individual performance or a collective performance of his team. If they're not putting it together in the way that he is instilling in them, then questions need to be asked. And those, I know that Fergie was well known for keeping things behind closed doors, and he was admired for that, and because of that he gained a huge amount of respect from his playing staff. But if you've got a player who's coming on match of the day and then who is publicly stating that the attitude of the team wasn't such that should have been for a club of the stature of Manchester United, then you've got to ask the question, well, what is it that gives that player the green light to come out and say something like that?
Could you not forgive him a little bit, the fact that it's Herrera and that, and not, this isn't an excuse, but English isn't his first language, and his understanding and his way of explaining things may well have just been a little bit misunderstood?
It's quite possible, but what Herrera said really explicitly wasn't it about his individual performance and his individual attitude. It was about a collective attitude about the team. And if anybody is going to speak about things such as that, then that's the manager's job, not a player.
Yeah, and I think that when he's looked at it, though, he's looked at a Huddersfield side. You know, they used to say there's all this thing, isn't it? Oh, those foreign players wouldn't like to go to a Stoke on a blustery Tuesday night, and get, you know, they don't like it up and type Dad's Army type crap. But the thing was he perhaps not trying to just say that actually we were surprised, we had a game plan, we were surprised, and actually once they'd scored, we were a bit... Because Lukaku had that shot, didn't he, within about, a minute or 2 minutes? I can't remember. If that had gone in, that's probably game over for United, because they would have been down straight away. But actually, they picked up momentum as they went along, didn't they? Because it was blustery, because the ball was flying over Lindelof's head, and he did misjudge one. But actually, it was Hurricane Bright. I mean, what a ridiculous name for a Hurricane Bright. But there was other things that made him reasons why we weren't performing like we should do.
No, I agree with you on that point. But again, if what Herrera is saying is that our attitude wasn't right, then that could suggest that they were taking it for granted that this Huddersfield team were just going to roll over and let United fucking batter them anyway.
But if you look at their results, that's what people have been doing to Huddersfield. And they shouldn't have been on the pitch with United in terms of the way that they played. But there was a leveller in the weather, and I think maybe he was saying actually they wanted it more because we expected to be able to play our game.
I think Saturday was the first game where I think every game we've played so far, even at Anfield, was routine. There was no way that game was going to end anything other than 0-0. Yeah. All of our wins have been routine. Saturday was the first game where someone on that pitch, Robson or Akeen, even a Rooney, would have gone out of our way to change something on that pitch and make a difference. And what I saw on Saturday at United was no fucking leaders on the pitch whatsoever.
No, I agree, and I was expecting Matic to step up, to be honest, given the role that he plays in the team and given his previous performances and his current form. Well, yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Andy. You know, stepping into Pogba's shoes, saying, right, I'm going to orchestrate everything about this next fucking 90 minutes, and everybody's going to play their part. But no,
it
didn't really happen.
Matic is perfect foil for Pogba. Yeah. Or if you're going to start the football up further up the pitch, for plan B, which you'd put Fellaini up and start playing football at the halfway line or just over the halfway line, he brings it down, we play from there. Without those two, we're having to play football from just in front of the back four. Back four can't play football. Matic is starting back. He's got Herrera running around like Dill the dog. And then he's got two players in Mkhitaryan and Mata who are not wingers, but we insist on playing them wide on the wing instead of just inside Lukaku.
I think there's a concern with United as well that we're almost becoming a little Arsenal-esque, that, you know, when the season starts, everyone's fit, everyone's confident, in the sunshine, we play good football, we get some real good results on the board, and then as autumn gets, as we go to these difficult away games, newly promoted clubs, we struggle, the heads go down and the effort goes down and we fall away. I think, you know, Arsenal have done it for years, and there's a little bit of that. And I think, you know, I whether Herrera is right or not, I think he was right. I turned to Neil after about 5 minutes on Saturday and said, we're in trouble here. You could just see it in the faces of the players. And I think there's a concern of not what's going on.
We've lost Pogba, though. Both autumns, we've lost Pogba.
Exactly. And we're massive, because we have nobody with
the composure, the ability, the creativity.
At some point, someone is going to actually admit that we miss Fellaini a lot, lot more.
Of course, we named
it. Dave, quick one before I get a prediction. Just saying, obviously, United have hit the bit of a brick wall. We've obviously not performed well at Anfield. We've lost a game at Huddersfield. We didn't play very, very well in midweek. The manager's getting critiqued, the players getting critiqued. So I just wanted your opinion on why you've got a woolly hat on with goggles on the inside of a coach.
Well, basically, obviously I was in Lisbon with you lot during the week and stuff like that. And I'm like, right. I need to sort myself out. So obviously, being 21, you still get like. I've answered the question. Basically, I had a big red spot on my forehead, and I tried to put a tea bag on a Simon Weston myself. That's all.
Well, what was the original story?
Well, was the tea bag the size of a mattress?
No, but it was quite
look, big. You it do was, look pretty scorched.
Yeah, it was a Yorkshire tea bag. If we are going to talk brands,
Gorbachev.
You do look in a bit of a state. Yeah, he's got his whole head just looks mangled. So right, quick prediction. Score tonight.
3-1 United.
4-1 Swansea.
I got 2-0 United.
Can I just cut, hopefully not after extra time?
Oh, please, fuck no.
Penalties.
0-0 and 5-4 United on extra time.
I actually think we'll win. I think we'll see a strong United team and they'll win 2-0.
I genuinely think extra time penalties and we'll get back into Piccadilly about 5 o'clock in the morning.
2-1 United.
Okay, quick plan. If it does go to extra time and penalties,
we're not staying. We're going in 90.
If we got a plan, are we going? If we get, let's say, we get back into
they
Manchester,
have to be
at,
in
say
for the mums need them in
five a or so. If we get back at 5, because I think we'll be on. I think we'll be getting back at 3.
Press club,
Fab Cafe.
Are we Fab Cafe in it?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And then to the coffee pot.
Yeah.
And then to the moon underwater.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So.
Casino,
yeah, we'll
your
do all of that.
Have to be in for the
I'm going. I think United will shade it tonight. I think it'll be 2-1, but we'll be back after the match.
I'm actually serious about the Fab Cafe. If everyone's still up for it.
Yeah, well, none of us are in doubt about that. It's a hideous place.
It was a great day. Well, that would remain one of our finest days.
Yeah, I can't remember where we've been. Anyway, we'll be back after the match. See how bad those predictions were, and also how bad that. What I thought was quite a lot of doom, actually. We'll see whether that transpires or not, or whether it's true or not. But we'll see after the game. Time at the Liberty Stadium here in South Wales, where United have had an absolute stroll, winning 2-0. Two pretty decent goals, it has to be said, by Jesse Lingard, so unlucky there, Oliver Holt. We're still in the ground, you can hear cries of Wembley. More players are coming to the United end than they did at the weekend, which is nice to see. As always, Chris Smalling, I give him quite a lot of grief, but he certainly knows how to value the support. I'll give him that. As I said, strolling the park United, pretty much a solid performance from just about everybody. Bit of a surprise that he found some reason to bring two players on in Matic and Lukaku. We're probably going to be better off waiting till the weekend, but it looks like they've come on and had a run around with no arm done, but that could have backfired. Great performance from Romero as well. Swansea didn't threaten a huge amount, but they did have two pretty good chances and he made two really good saves. Good to see two of the kids also having a good game as well, so that was nice to see. So yeah, good night for United. Hopefully that'll put some of the doom and some of the misery that's been floating around to one side for a little bit. We're nicely into the next round, and hopefully we'll get a nice, decent long haul away that isn't Crystal Palace in the next round. I think the draw's tomorrow night. Is the draw tomorrow night? Yeah, the draw will be tomorrow night, so we'll play. I think when we did the last one, we were able to do the draw live while we were on the podcast, but yeah, tomorrow night we'll have to wait. So yeah, everybody will want an away game, I would assume. I'll ask a few people when I get out of this Meccano set to see who people are looking for and who they want to get in the next round. Carl, all right, that one it?
In bits, two good goals. I thought some of the football at times was really disappointing. It's the Swansea who were on their arses. But in saying that, I'm not really sure why you're asking me my opinion, Steve. I thought we were going to get twatted 4-1.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're not going to be happy while there's a Conservative government, no matter what United
no,
do.
No, I'm not. No.
Speaking
matter.
Of which, Lackey, all right?
Oh, yes.
Where do we want to go in the next round?
Bristol. Bristol City away.
Are they still in it?
I think so. Yeah, don't they play Palace tomorrow? So we don't want to go to Palace.
Well, we don't want Palace.
Because it's about 17 hours to get there. But I think we haven't been trusting
that. Palace was murder for us last year, wasn't it? Because if you remember, you overbooked the coach by several. So, which it resulted in me driving a lot of people down.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I had to. Well, I got there late as well. I ended up putting my car on someone's drive. Well,
we ended up running up the road.
Yeah. I ended up parking on someone's drive and posting money through their letterbox.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that was a comfortable night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was comfortable. What we want is another comfortable round through. Get through another round. You know, somewhere like Bristol would be a good place to go. It'd be a good atmosphere. We'd have to work hard to win. But it'd be enjoyable to go back down there. There's always a bit, you know, it's a bit tasty, isn't it?
Sam, quick word for United Podcast, how are you?
How are you, lads?
Good to see you.
How are you? All right? I've not seen you since Norway. What would you like me to say?
That was all right tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it was. Anything's an improvement after Saturday at Huddersfield.
Right, so where do we want in the next round? Away.
Leeds.
Are they still in it?
They're losing 2-1 at the moment to Leicester.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, that would have been great, wouldn't it? I forgot they were still in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shattered all my dreams. How was your trip down, all right?
Yeah, sweet, Steve, sweet.
I'll take it easy, I'll see you soon. How are you, mate?
Hello, buddy, how are you?
Yep, you're on my United West Ham podcast, how are you?
Sorry, my friend?
You're on the United West Ham podcast.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, how are you? Round the corner for you, this.
This is a nice one for us.
Is this a home, a home?
This is,
home
when you lads go home now today, right? You just think of us Welsh as we do us every week, right? It's 420-mile round trip for us.
And how far is it tonight, about 50?
19 miles.
What, round trip?
No, it's 38 round trip.
Back to Newport.
But say that, mate, we left at 5:15. Are we still just about made kick-off?
Fucking useless. That was all right tonight, wasn't it?
Well, I think Mourinho's boxing clever because there's a massive game on Saturday. Massive game on Saturday.
We're playing a good side, aren't we?
I think we got to have our wits about us on Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, everybody raves about Kane and all that. But, yeah, we got to get it right Saturday. Yeah, hey.
We're going to drive back here, mate.
All right, mate. All right. See you, boys. Let's see.
Where do you want the next round? Where does the South Wales man want in the next round?
Do you know what? I got to be honest. I've been watching Bristol City's results over this year. Apart from the stuff they had against Leeds on Saturday, they've been playing some good football. That'd be nice for us Welsh, obviously.
That'll be another just a short hop for you.
Well, to be honest, where was the last
time? Just a hop over the bridge.
Where was the last time? People like me and you.
81, I reckon.
I know, me and you remember things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I've got to be honest, some of these people I see watching United now, I'm not a bloody clue, not a clue.
I mean, mate,
hey, how are we going?
Safe trip for all 19 miles. Yeah.
Hey, love you. Yeah. Hey.
Exactly.
Look at this.
I've had him on, don't worry. Oh, I know exactly. Yeah. Gentlemen, podcast, how are you?
Hey, mate, you're right.
Yeah, good. How was your trip?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved every minute of it.
Yeah, you've been tucked away. You've just joined the army, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So you've been away how long?
A year.
A year. So you're on a bit of leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it must be a good buzz to get out of all that military bullshit and get on the United away trip.
Yeah.
And you're the same, aren't you?
I'm the same.
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you got off?
A week.
Yeah.
Till Monday.
Till Monday.
Till Sunday.
All right. Will you get home for the Tottenham game? Old Trafford.
Thinking about it.
Yeah,
it weren't in the plans.
Done,
but
really,
of course it has.
It's got to be done.
Nah, just go up there, you'll get in.
Yeah,
easy. What do you make of the game?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've had a few beers, but...
I know you have. Well, I met you in the pub at about half-time.
Yeah, and I thought we played all right. I think there's been a big overreaction to the last... There's been a big overreaction to the last 10 days.
Yep.
And I think...
It's United, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was what we expected. You know, I didn't expect us to come here and win 8-0.
Speaking of overreaction, Lingard doesn't have to do much to get slagged off, but two great goals tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he played well on Saturday as well. Yeah, I mentioned that.
If you listen back to the pod on a lot of the lads who I talked to after the game, were saying that he was probably our best player, so we carried that on tonight.
Yeah, we just got the job done tonight. Yeah. Did what we had to do.
Yeah. Next round then, who would you want? Is there anywhere still in the tournament? You're based down Salisbury way, yeah?
Salisbury.
Is there anyone left that's down that way?
Bristol City went through tonight.
Did they?
Have they gone through? Maybe with Palace.
4-1, I think it was, when I last checked.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Leicester went through, so Leeds are out of the question.
Yeah, that's gutting that.
Wolves are still drawing with City, aren't they?
Wolves are drawing with City.
So that must have gone into extra time, I would have
guessed. Yeah, they kicked off later.
Did they?
Oh, City will win that about 4-0.
It's 85th minute, so Christ.
Yeah, they'll still win that 4-0.
There's no one in particular.
So I mean, anywhere it'll be a.
Yeah, you're in two minds whether you want a good.
It's a shame you weren't down there when we played Aldershot.
Yeah.
That's down your way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christ, when was that?
It was about. I tell you, it was absolute murder down there. What is it about towns where squaddies end up living? Because everywhere you go, everyone's just mental.
Yeah.
Nothing any business, have you? No, we had loads of Miver that night. Everybody just watched.
When was that?
That
must have been years.
I reckon, I don't know, 6-7 seasons ago. Might have been longer, I don't know. Yeah. But that's down that way, isn't it?
Didn't join the army at 15. We ain't got the best reputation, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, you lads will behave yourselves, so that'll be good. See you in a bit, boys. Matty?
Yeah, nice and easy, wasn't it? They more or less did the opposite to what Huddersfield did, didn't they? They stood off us, made it, let us have the ball. But I thought young lads did well. Toon Davey, and who I think's a great defender anyway, I think he needs...
That's how he was. I couldn't pronounce his name.
I think he needs more of a chance.
I actually described him as the young lads before.
I thought McTominay as well didn't look out of place, but it's kind of what we needed, where they wanted a nice kind of easy ride of it. I thought Lindelof still looked an absolute bag of nerves, but...
I tell you who doesn't
cliche.
Look a bag of nerves, and I can't praise him enough, is Romero. Every time he plays for United, he does nothing wrong, does he?
He made two or three good saves. It's like in the summer,
but
you know,
he's
when
handling
the,
as well. He
yeah, when the De Gea sort of rumours are in the summer, I said at the time, we'd have to sign a hell of a keeper to make it worthwhile not just having him as your number one key. There can't be a better number two in the world than him. But he just never lets. I think he's made one mistake here, funnily enough, when he first signed, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't let us down in Europe last year, and same again so far.
So
anything.
Where do we want to go away to in the next round?
Well, we're just discussing that. There's not that many great ones, so we reckon Leicester away won't be too bad.
Bristol, surely.
Oh, were they through?
I think they beat Palace.
Ah, right. Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I've not been either. Yeah, no, Bristol City then, yeah, if they're still in it, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Leicester, I mean, Christ, if the letters, well, that'll end up being before the Christmas.
Well, I hope so, otherwise we won't get an allocation if it's after.
Can you? I reckon, a mate of mine who's a Liverpool fan, obviously they're playing on the Friday night away at Arsenal at quarter to eight.
Oh, are they the Friday?
And they reckon... Yeah. We're just recording a podcast. We're just recording a podcast for United We Stand. Just say hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Has everyone behaved?
United.
Are you a United fan?
I am, yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
From down here?
Yeah.
So have you always lived down here?
Yes.
You're from South Wales?
Yes.
So how did you end up being a United fan?
I don't know. When I was about six, so about 30 years
ago. Did you ever go up to
Old
Trafford?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Fab.
Yeah. So when are you next coming up to Old Trafford?
Not sure.
Not sure?
Work.
Do you ever buy our fanzine? United We Stand, you should do. It's great.
Should you
should do. And you should download this podcast now that you know you're on it. Has everyone behaved?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good.
Good.
To be fair.
Right. You want me to get on this coach and go home, don't you?
I do,
yeah.
There's a lot of nervous police looking, wondering what was going on then. Is your interview?
Yeah. She clearly fancied all of us.
Fucking
hell. Where were we saying? I can't remember what we were saying before.
Next round, I think.
Yeah.
Next round, yeah.
Yeah.
Bristol. So I think Arsenal would draw him with Norwich. So that'd be Norwich away midweek. That's one to avoid.
I heard they were getting beat at one point.
They were, I think, but I see it just coming out of the ground on their scoreboard. But a bit bigger test now, isn't it, Saturday? But it's,
what did you make of him bringing Matic and Lukaku on 2-0 up in the game one? I found that odd.
I found it odd. I said the same to Blackie in the ground. I thought it was just an unnecessary risk. Like, anyone can get a whack, anyone can pull an hamstring. And head is such a big week when you've got Chelsea and Tottenham in a week. I just thought it was an unnecessary risk, but I don't know, maybe he wanted a little bit of confidence, try and get Lukaku a goal, but it was just with the game won, it was just an unnecessary risk.
Did you think Swansea were really poor tonight?
Yeah.
I expected a lot more.
I think they looked like their mind was elsewhere. I think clearly manager, team, fans, everyone, heads on staying up, and I don't think they were that bothered really.
Which is a surprise, really, because United coming off a defeat, they're a couple of wins into the tournament.
They just
quarterfinals now.
They're in the quarters now. They made it easy for us. They just did. That, you know, when you look at what Huddersfield did, got in our faces, put us under pressure. They just did the opposite and just made it very comfortable for us. And probably if Mourinho could have hand picked a game after Saturday's game, it was probably that nice and easy, comfortable away. When
these charming police officers are now. Well, being not very charming and throwing us on. How are we, ladies?
Good, thank you.
All right. Jim, are you happier than you were at the weekend?
A little bit.
God, you were fizzing.
Oh, that was terrible. That was terrible.
That second goal. Honestly. Under 11.
He nearly did it again, though, today, Lindelof, didn't he?
Yeah, he nearly
did it again. I don't know where. Why do we buy him? Why do we buy him particularly?
Well, he must be up to something, because with Mourinho, who does buy well, has also spent a wedge on him, so he must have something about it.
I reckon that deal was done last year, and he stayed a year, and Mourinho caught for it.
I can't take him serious until he has a skinhead.
Oh, Lindelof?
Yeah, until he has a skinhead. I can't take him seriously as a defender. Yeah, all defenders at Old Trafford should have skinheads.
Yes, Ferdinand was knackered with his afro.
Well, he's cheered up.
Jesse Messi, a little bit.
How are you, mate? Kinnell, what are you doing? I'm crisp, you. They're going everywhere.
Have you done that? Because I want to do it.
I'm taking the piss out of someone with Parkinson's here, which is a bit cruel, but that was better than Saturday, wasn't it?
Wasn't shaking as much tonight.
Well done on not getting run over this time.
I know.
Do you know what? When you tweeted me this morning, when you said how much does it cost for just for one way journey? Yeah. Yeah, it went down in folklore. That day you jumped off the wall over the road here and went headfirst into it. It was a fiesta, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well, you wrote it off.
My lad said that. I was expecting a call from the woman.
Yeah. Has your missus forgiven you still for that, or does she still bring it up?
She's not fucking talking because I said I was coming here today.
Oh dear. Yeah, that was definitely one. Remember, it was one of the best Swansea away stories of all time.
Absolutely, it was superb, that, wasn't it?
Does he still get grief for it?
Who?
Him.
Brendan.
Yeah.
Legend.
He absolutely deserves it. Anyway, that's us done. Decent win for United, so we're all happy. As you can tell, the mood's slightly more upbeat. We've got probably what? We had a 6-hour journey down here. It's probably going to be something like 4.5 or 5. Or five hours home or something along the lines of that. No, I don't want you to get anything out. I've had enough of you getting stuff out in Lisbon, thank you. No, we're on the way back now. It'll take us probably about 5 hours, so we reckon we'll be in Manchester about 3 o'clock. So a late night for everybody. Lots of people making big commitments. Time off work, getting back really late. Being work as normal time tomorrow, I would imagine. Getting grief from the boss and everything else, because most people's productivity after nights like this tend to not be up to scratch. But anyway, we'll worry about that tomorrow. And I do include myself in that, I must admit. That's us done. Obviously, we're in the hat for the next round, which will be great. Hopefully, we'll get a nice away trip somewhere decent. And next podcast will be at the weekend. tough game for United against certainly one of the best sides in the country, if not the best. But a good opportunity for United to get back to winning ways and also prove that they can compete against the bigger sides. We'll see what the weekend brings on that front. But for now, good win for United into the next round. Only a couple of games away from getting to the Wembley final again and defending the League Cup until then. Hopefully we'll be in a position where after the next round that we'll be only a couple of steps away, and then the opportunity of an early bit of silverware becomes a bit more real for us. Anyway, so we'll worry about that here at a time, but on to the weekend. I'll have the sellers back with me after the game at the weekend. If you didn't get the new mag at Huddersfield, it'll be out 3 hours before kickoff, so we'll be on the street from something around 9:30 on Saturday selling the new mag. It's a great issue, loads of great stuff in it, and we'll be out selling that. And then after the game, hopefully celebrating United win, me and the sellers will be back for the podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.